not a lot changed looking at the tape. I thought it was solid performance in all three phases, and you know, a good day. It's nice to be 2-0. Nice to perform well in front of our home fans, and you know, we're busy putting that to rest and moving on to Washington Sunday night. So, questions?
How effective do you think Jalen can be if he rips off plays like he did yesterday?
Yeah, we love seeing Jalen Richard has showed up since, you know, training camp last year, earned an opportunity onto the team and into the lineup in our first game last year on the road in New Orleans, and made a big play there, and he's capable of doing that for you. He's been a great addition to our football team, and kind of an unknown, great story coming out of nowhere like he did.
Since we're talking about undrafted guys coming out of nowhere, how about your linebacker? He played more. Why did he earn more snaps, and how do you think he did for Nicholas Morrow?
Yeah. He's done a nice job, developing him. He's got speed. He was able to do some things in coverage, and yesterday became a coverage game, and he ended up getting in there for a good number of snaps. So, you know, we're continuing to develop him in all areas, you know, developing him on special teams. We need to continue to develop some of our younger players there. We lost some of our veteran experience from last year in that area, and certainly bringing along a guy like Nick is important for us.
As a coach, said not much has changed looking at the film, but you do get, I'm sure, a better look at your offensive line. It's hard to tell sometimes at the ground level exactly what they're doing. How much has it been, the coaching staff, enjoyable, I suppose, these first 2 weeks to see how the starting offensive line is operating?
Well, we know we have a good group, and they're working hard, and they're well coached. Mike Tice does a great job with the group, and but believe me, there are things we have to clean up. There are some things out there that have to be corrected that will be corrected. That's the good thing. You do it with a smile, but they're, as well as they played in some certain spots, there are some other areas where we have to be better.
Jalen's run, Cordero's run, is it coincidence that those happen late in the game, or do you think there's a wear down effect when your offensive line, if you're running the game as an entirety, is pounding on a defense second half, those plays start to open up?
Yeah, both kind of different. I know they occurred later in the game. They were different and in structure and what occurred on the toss. It really is a play that's designed to go outside more than that. But we had a good adjustment from the blocking standpoint to kind of kick it out. There was a safety coming, kicked out the safety and cut up inside of it, and then the backside was really doing a nice job keeping people from getting there. So that was a nice run and nice play. The other was a very aggressive posture on third and short, and Cordero came in, and we thought once we broke him through the front line that he'd have a chance to go. So two different plays, but the part of the line wearing on them and being physical, I think that's part of it. I think you have to earn that. Part of that is possessing the ball and, moving the ball, getting more opportunities. And I think, part of that is Derek doing a nice job on third down, moving the chains.
Jalen, what did you see from your two tackles in space with Marshall kicking the guy out?
And yeah.
Dahl did a pretty nice job downfield.
You did. Backside, yeah. And on both of the long runs, you see Seth Roberts showing up, hustling down the field, which, tremendous effort. So that's the kind of stuff that, big plays, when you're an offensive unit, big plays, you're always seeing extra effort from somebody to help, get a block, spring you, go downfield, get another guy, whatever it might be. And good stuff to see.
When did you find out that Marshawn wanted to run out with Jalen and DeAndre, and what were your thoughts on that gesture before the game?
I found out right about the same time you did. Yeah.
Talk about cleaning things up. Nine penalties. When you watch the video, what did you learn about those penalties, and is that concerning at all? Or is that what you're?
No, it's not concerning at all. I think we earned we didn't get our head across with Donald on the one he was called on clipping. That's just a change of the rule that he knows he has to get his head in front of that guy. We're offsides with Khalil. That's a no-brainer. Johnny did step out on his own. Those are easy to, you know, kind of identify. You know, some of the judgment calls I didn't necessarily agree with, but that doesn't matter. You know, they have to make judgments. They make the judgments. We live with it and we move on. But there wasn't a whole lot to correct in those judgment errors. You know, so it's just the way the game went yesterday.
Other than the false start that you had on the fourth down right at the end, you guys haven't had a procedure penalty.
Yeah, no, and even that's another one. It's a judgment call. I mean, really, I didn't see anything that would warrant a call there. But the judgment calls are you're gonna have to leave it at that. You know, when you see something that's clearly an infraction, we can coach it and teach it, and it gets better. The other things like that, you just have to, you know, live with them and move on.
What do you attribute the fact that you guys haven't had those mistakes?
Yeah, just working hard at it. You know, that's what camp's for. That's what the off season's for. That's what us coming together and, you know, wanting to be good. You know, you have to operate and do things well. And I think, you know, we're off to a solid start in that capacity.
You talk a lot about moving on to the next one. And obviously a lot of complimentary coverage of your team based on the way it's played in the first two games. How do you sort of strike the balance between, you know, good work guys and there are all these other things to clean up?
Yeah. Well, I'm always really honest. I keep it real with our guys. I try to shoot straight. It's like, this is what it is. This is our standard. This is what it needs to look like. This is where we're doing a nice job. You always want to feel good about winning, but hey, this is reality of what we need to be better in, where we need to be better, specifically how we're going to be better, and then let's get to work. So, good or bad, this is a day where we rehash it. Tomorrow we just tell the truth Tuesday for a reason. We'll go over the game and we'll own up whether it's good or bad. We'll acknowledge it and then we put it behind us and move on. So it's pretty matter of fact, you know, the way we go through the process.
Looking back to the film, what did you see of Gary on when he played?
He did a nice job. He was in position. You know, he had one allowed pass in front of him that was challenged. You know, he had one other play that was thrown. They tried to, you know, go on top, and he was in great position and defended the ball. Probably looking back, would try and catch it the next time. But I did a nice job defending that, and he was solid on the day. He was in position, doing the things he was supposed to do. Showed up, you know, crack replace and run support. Showed up as a tackler when balls were thrown in front of him. So he did a good job.
You were very high on him in the spring, very vocally so.
Yeah.
That missed time, the training camp, the preseason, all that. Is he back to the Gary on was then, or maybe even further along with all the mental rest?
I don't know that I would try and put a gauge on it. I just, you know, we like him. He's a good young player, you know. He's working hard. He's doing everything he can. He's got to play some catch-up. You know, a lot of reps he didn't get. And, you know, so we're doing what we can. And then mentally he was tuned in the entire time, which gives him a chance. And so we're playing now. We know there's no time to – it is what it is. You know, we're going to use him. We're gonna teach him. We're gonna develop him as we go, and you know, it was a good start for him.
You talked about being honest with the players, and earlier a couple weeks ago, you talked about the schedule and the challenge of all the road games.
Right.
Is it easy with a cross country trip and then a division rival the next 2 weeks to kind of get your players' attention and the challenges each of those presents? I imagine.
Yeah, I think when you look at it in totality, it's a very challenging schedule. We're just gonna take them one at a time. So we're not going to talk about 2 weeks from now as part of it. You know, we take it 1 week at a time. We travel across the country to play a Sunday night game against a good Redskin football team, and we'll turn our attention to that, you know, tomorrow. But yeah, there every week's a challenge. Every week's a new set of challenges. It's important that we understand what they are and we dig into our work, prepare, get our bodies recovered as possible, and then get ready to roll.
Everything unfolded before his eyes. Is his vision something that you noticed that he's most improved on from year one to year two?
I wouldn't say that there's been a huge jump. I think he's got great vision. He had great vision last year. He's still got great vision. I think what he has with it now is a little added experience of how holes open and close at the NFL levels as compared to college. But yeah, he's got good vision and burst, and you know, that was a heck of a run, and he wasn't going to let anybody catch him.
Carl Joseph was in the backfield a lot. Maybe that was game plan specific. specific, but how, in general, how is he going forward in terms of attacking, getting to the quarterback, playing near the line of scrimmage? Is that one of his assets?
Yeah, I mean, it's week to week in terms of what we want to do and how we want to do it and who we're going to utilize. But, obviously he was called on to do some of that yesterday, and we were effective with that.
You probably don't like this as a coaching staff when the TV broadcast will pick up your guys' audible calls.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you guys are well aware, the Seattle one on the Crabtree fade, it got around. It's being, is that something that you guys have to be aware of, cognizant of, or is that just something that you have to change continuously throughout the course of the season?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I know there was a lot of attention to Omaha a few years ago when I was in Denver. So, whatever. We're aware of it. Or since they started miking the center, it's going to be part of our game.
When you have an offensive balance as yours is right now, what kind of challenges does that give to the defense?
Well, again, we're just trying to do what we can to win games, put together a plan. It's good to be balanced. Sometimes it doesn't work that way. You go into one team maybe is really, really good at one area and not as good in the other, and you might not have that kind of balance, but you're going to do what's best for you to win that game. There are some ideals, but you don't always get to stay with the ideals.
As a defensive guy, do you find it tougher to scheme up against, to play up against a balance?
Sure.
Balancing? Is that more
difficult? Yeah, there's no question. If you have the ability to do both, then it's a bigger challenge. I know that as an offensive guy.
Sean Smith, could it be a longer term thing, or does he have a chance to play on Sunday?
Shouldn't be. Now we'll see how the how he comes out of the weekend. But we elected to not push it yesterday, let him heal up. Hopefully, Keith McGill and Mays and Sean are all able to join us this week.
How has Marshall Newhouse been as the new guy on the offensive front? How has he fit into kind of the tone and the attitude of those other guys?
Yeah, I think he's done a solid job of that. It was a little bit unusual that he's a swing guy, was signed to come in and compete at the right tackle position, and then with the holdout, he played left tackle most of the offseason. So, The way it worked, he and Vidal kind of competed for the right tackle spot last week, and we end up going with Marshall, and he's been very solid. Both those guys are prepared to help us, but Marshall solidified that job, played well yesterday, so glad to see it.
As you noted, it's a Sunday night game. Does that matter at all in preparation, or is the timing, I guess, to not have a 10 a.m. clock game?
No, that to me, we're excited to play. You ever go fishing? You go fishing. You go golfing. Whatever it is you like to do, right? You have no problem getting up. my wife's always like, you have no problem getting excited about going to golf. I'm like, yeah, that's right. I love it. Right? So, like, if you love playing football, it doesn't matter. Just tee it up and kick it off and let's play. So.
Cordero, he talked about on Sunday when you guys were recruiting him and he came here. The part of the pitch was that he'd be given opportunity on offense, mm-hmm. and he's heard of, maybe has some personal experience where you hear that, and then if it doesn't fall through, the opportunity really isn't given, but he has had that opportunity. What has he shown that's really made it worth your guys' while? Obviously, we saw it on Sunday, but just to give him that opportunity to be used on offense.
Well, I think there are a lot of different factors that go in, and I can't speak to anything that occurred before him joining us. For us, we sold him on some of the things that we'd be excited about doing. Showed him specific examples of plays being run that we would utilize him in, ideas that we had to utilize him with, and then when he got here, we started working on it. And then we've got some things that we're going to do with him, and we're excited to do it. We think he's a real weapon. Think he's a strong, physical, fast guy, and we look to get him involved. So, I think it's gone beautifully the way we've developed, and he's had to work at it. And there's a lot of learning on his part to understand how to be in different positions, how to line up, how to get the play call, how to know what the responsibility is. He's involved in all phases, touching the ball a bunch of different ways, blocking a lot of different ways, running routes a lot of different ways. So a lot of responsibility on his part as well, you know, for us to develop him, for him to embrace it and really grow in those areas. And he's done a great job of it, and I credit him, and I credit the staff working hard with him.